John Williams here with a friend of ours from the Salvation Army. Let's say hello to Scott Harula. Scott, this is John, and how are you? You're on the air.
Hey, John. A happy Thanksgiving to you and all your listeners from the Salvation Army out here in Will County, Joliet area.
Tough day to be ringing the bell, isn't it?
I got my right-hand man, Novel Woods, here with me, and we were just sending those bell ringers out to their post just now, and we sent them out with brand-new hand warmers so they can at least get a little protection, but they're a hardy bunch.
I want to talk to Novel in just a second, but let's talk to you for a moment, too. So is that your main responsibility? This is such an important time for the Army. Are you coordinating the bell ringers in Will County?
I've got my right-hand man, Novel, with me, but also Kevin has been here for 30 years running the kettles. It's a big team effort, and I'm so proud of all of them and grateful to them and the volunteers that are stepping up and signing up at registertoring.com. We've got more people out every day, and we're so grateful.
So if you did want to be a bell ringer, it's not too late. Click on registertoring.com. Is that it, Scott?
Yes, and what we're asking people, you can sign up for a two-hour shift, and we'll bring a kettle and a bell and an apron out to you. But to help with the logistics, if you found a friend or a coworker, a family member to go 2 hours before you and somebody to go 2 hours after you, now we've got that kettle location covered for 6 hours, and we're going to bring in about $200 to $300 in that amount of time, and that's going to keep families fed. It's going to keep the lights turned on when they need a utility bill helped with, and it's going to bring hope. And the theme for this season, John, is called Give with Joy, because as you give your time and you give your resources, you experience the joy of Christmas, and the people that receive the blessing from what you gave, they also have joy. So I think that's a wonderful theme for this year.
Let's talk to Novel Woods then. He's one of the bell ringers there. Novel, are you on the line? This is John Williams.
Yes.
And you're on WGN.
Hi, Dan.
How are you?
I'm doing fine, John. How are you?
Pretty good. So what do you do with the bell ringing in the Army? What's your role, Novel?
Well, my role right now is I get a lot of the bell ringers to their positions, you know, like at different stores, and I make sure they're comfortable when they get there, because then I talk to them on the way to where we're going, like at Jewel's and Walmart and other places we go, and just making sure that they're comfortable before they get out there and talk to with the community.
What advice do you have for them?
Well, my advice to them is just have a beautiful smile, and they will smile back at you, and then they will return those smiles with a few extra money.
Yeah. You've kind of come full circle with the Army, haven't you? You are a recipient of services, and now you're helping raise money. Is that right, Novel?
Yes, I am.
Tell me a little bit about that.
Well, you know, when I first came here at the Salvation Army, you know, I came through the Will County Courts. And Will County Courts, they told me about the Salvation Army, and I was, you know, I was kind of like hesitant about coming. But then again, my mind just opened up, and I said, well, this will be a good place. It's right down the street. I'm from Joliet, and I knew about the Salvation Army. And then I started, you know, when I first came in, you know, I started meeting a few people, and I met Pastor Scott, I met Kevin, I met Linda Trevino, and those three helped me get through the program.
Yeah. Because you had court-ordered community service, and
yes,
it must have done something to you, though, to send out smiles, receive smiles. It must have nurtured your soul a little bit, huh?
Yes, it had. I have a lot of faith. I have to have a lot of faith in the people that I was around. And this place here was like a safe zone to me. I felt comfortable. And, you know, I can always come and talk to Pastor if anything's on my mind. And, you know, it's just things that went so good around, because I had Kevin here and I had Linda Trevino. So those three people was my idol, you know, and I was very pleased of those people to help me out. Novel doesn't like to brag on himself, John, but the Arcus Group is a restaurant group in downtown Joliet, and they put on an awards program, and Novel got a philanthropy award of Joliet because in recognition of how what his shining example of a life that is changed, and he had four of his mentees. He's a mentor for men going through those court programs, and he had four graduate this year, and they're on the road to success. One of them, Travis, came by the other day, John, with a car that he had, was able to purchase, his first car. And he said, would you come out and have a prayer of thanksgiving and blessing that this car could be used and an example in the community of lives that can be changed? And so we celebrate Novel, his award that he received, but more than that, his life that's been changed.
That's just such a lovely story, Scott. I'm so glad the two of you are on the line. We're out of time now. I want you to go out in that cold wind and do God's work, gentlemen, and continue to ring the bell and raise the money. Every nickel, every dollar, every dime all adds up. Scott, thank you. And Novel, thank you. And congratulations to you both.
We're looking forward to your radiothon next month, John. And we know you've got an ambitious goal, but all your listeners are going to pledge and join in that. And it's going to bring a big, big blessing to this whole Chicagoland community.
That's the truth. You can make a donation right now. Go to WGNradio.com. You'll see the kettle, and with your credit card, you can click and make a donation right now. Fellas, well done. Thank you.